Russia's defense ministers accuse Ukraine of planning to use what's called a dirty bomb. Sergei Shoigu is reported to have voiced his concerns during three phone calls with his counterparts in the UK, France and Turkey. A dirty bomb is an explosive laced with radioactive material. Moscow has provided no evidence to back up the claims. The Russian defense ministry says the war in Ukraine has a steady tendency towards further uncontrolled escalation. Well, Ukraine's denied the allegations, with Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba calling the claims absurd and saying Russia often accuses others of what they're planning to do. Well, Harry Fawcett is joining us live now from Kyiv. Harry, another twist in the war in Ukraine.
Yes, and another potential escalation, even if it doesn't turn out to be an escalation on the battlefield. I think we can safely call this an escalation in terms of the diplomatic rhetoric being used and the sheer number of calls, four of them on the same day to the French, the Turkish, the British and the Americans, all making this same claim that Russia has, it says, intelligence of the formation of some kind of dirty bomb for use by Ukraine to blame Russia for carrying out some kind of nuclear explosion inside Ukraine. Now, this is something that has been, as you say, utterly refuted by the Ukrainian government, the foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, as well as the comments that you noted there. He also said that Ukraine is a member of the Non-Proliferation Treaty and that it neither has the material nor the ambition to acquire such material to carry out such an attack. We've also heard from the UK Defence Ministry, the Defence Minister Ben Wallace, having this conversation with Defence Minister Shoigu, and the UK is saying that it refuted these claims and cautioned that such allegations should not be used as a pretext for greater escalation. Now, something else that Kuleba, the foreign minister here, said was that Russia often does this ahead of something that it plans to do itself. There are analysts looking back at the course of the war in Syria, the uses of chemical weapons during that conflict, and the either retroactive or sometimes preemptive blaming of such attacks by Russia on rebels, helped by Western countries. They named Britain in at least one of those instances as well. So this is extremely concerning, especially given the fact that Russia does seem to be withdrawing both civilians and potentially military personnel and equipment from the area around Kherson, this very hotly contested Ukrainian city which Russia occupied back in March. And they accuse Ukraine of manufacturing this supposed dirty bomb device not too far away from there as well. So these are certainly worrying signals. Whether it is bluster, whether it is something more, we have to wait and see.
Harry, thank you very much indeed. Harry Fawcett talking to us from Kyiv.